Hi there. The word for today is break out of the box. In Numbers 14, verse 8, the Bible says, and these are the words of Caleb, God will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. Think about it. When others saw only giants in the promised land and wanted to return to Egypt, Caleb said, the Lord will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. And at that point, two things happened. First, the Bible says the whole community began to talk about stoning Joshua and Caleb. Then the glorious presence of the Lord appeared to all the Israelites at the tabernacle. When the people around Caleb said no, God showed up and said yes. And all you need is his approval. When you've that, you can disregard the naysayers and move forward. Look, if you wait for everybody to approve or agree with you or applaud you, you'll get nowhere. There was a time when people thought the earth was flat and that men would never walk on the moon. Actually, in 1899, the U.S. Patent Office almost closed, and I'll tell you why. The commissioner, Charles H. Duell, said, and I quote, everything that can be invented has already been invented. Now, in retrospect, his statement is ridiculous, but some of us have this same mindset. We stop learning because we think we're too old, or we're afraid to change careers in case we jeopardize our pension, or we don't pursue our dreams in case we fail or get ridiculed. We're so used to self-imposed limitations and telling ourselves, I can't do that, that we think we can't do anything. In essence, we've built a box, crawled inside, and now we're looking for something or somebody to blame for our lack of faith. God didn't box you in. You did that to yourself, and you know what? You need to take the initiative to break out. So, decide to do it. And if you do, and walk by faith, God will bless your endeavors. Okay? That's the word for you today.